Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I'm a happy girl. I'm a happy girl. One of my patients got me a box of See's candy. Oh, my God, in a bag. You know, there is nothing more exciting than not only chocolate, but chocolate that is wrapped up in a present and in a bag. Okay? From a well-known company whose chocolate's pretty damn good. Okay, so I got this bag of See's candy, which is good because I could use this bag to hold sanitary products or whatever. So I got my See's candy bag, and now I get to open up the wrapping paper. Man, look at this. It's like a present. It's like a present of chocolate here. Hold on. Oh, wrapping paper. I want to save that. Save that wrapping paper. I know it's a See's wrapping paper, but I could always save that for a kid's birthday party. They won't know. And we open it up, and they chocolate pieces. Oh, look at all these chocolate pieces. Okay. Now, a lot of us, we already know what kind of chocolate piece we like. Okay? I like the chocolate pieces that have chocolate on the inside. Okay? And usually those are the ones with the sprinkles. Right? Because usually the sprinkles, no, there's no map. There's no map on the box. It's blank. I don't know why they stopped doing it. Probably because people would flip the box. You know, yeah, you flip the box and you pick one. Like, wait, I picked the round one. That wasn't it. Yeah, I mean, it's really detrimental, you know, when you take the wrong piece of chocolate, because somebody drops off a whole bunch of chocolate at the office, like a big box, and if somebody takes the one that's your favorite, and you're stuck with all these other pieces of chocolate, and then somebody like, it's like, wait a second, if you love chocolate so much, it doesn't matter what piece. Oh, no. You're naive. No. Then you do not understand chocolate. You have no idea. Then, chocolate box, you could screw up chocolate. And one way to screw up chocolate is to stick nuts in it, or caramel, or nougat. What the hell are you doing? You could stick a crispy wafer into some chocolate like Kit Kat, you know, and maybe you could stick a little bit of cream into it, but oh, no. All right, so I see over here the nut clusters. Okay, a nut cluster is a complete cluster, if you know what I mean, because I want to, you know, chocolate. Okay, so here's one with those little sprinkles. You see? Hold on there, okay. Got one with a little, here's the sprinkle. Okay, this one has sprinkles. Hold on a second. Let's do it. No, it's brown on the inside. No, it's got that one of those maple. Oh, I got screwed. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, that sucks. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to try another one. I'm going to try one without sprinkles. Okay, if the sprinkles one was a dud. Okay, hold on a second. Let's try this one here. Again! No! Oh, my God. I just took in 500 calories and I don't even. Damn it. Well, I got to try one more time. What the hell kind of a box is this? No, it doesn't say. It doesn't even say. There's like no map. This is ridiculous. Shoot. All right. Last time. I'll do a dark chocolate. Let's see. And I got to chew down. See? I got the rest of the maple in there. I got to finish eating that. I know I got to talk to you guys about medical stuff, but I need to start my day with some chocolate. This really blows. Hold on. Okay, so I'm swallowing something I really didn't even want in my mouth to begin with. It's not even delicious. All right. Now, this better be the chocolate one I want. Hold on. Oh, now my throat's getting on fire. Hold on. Oh, this sucks. Hold on a second. Here we go. Well, no! Oh, my God. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you need to have some sort of luck to get the right card when you play poker, to know what card the dealer has underneath the blackjack to get that ball to fall on the right number and roulette, to have the dice roll what it needs to. And I can't pick in a box of 20-some chocolates the chocolate I want, but I get three of the same ones that completely stink. I have no luck at all, and that's why I don't gamble. Oh, and this is the one of the ones that's kind of grimy and I don't know what I mean. Forget it. You know what? Sorry. Seize. That's, you know, put a map on the box. This was a complete waste of time and calories. Now I have to purge. This is horrible. No, never purge. It doesn't really come out that easy. All right, what are we going to do now? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I'll just have to kegel it off the whole time. Just going to have to start kegling. 1, 2. So what are we going to talk about? Okay, well, the FDA is doing something. I know. Our tax dollars are being put to work. They are strengthening the heart safety warnings of pain relievers that are over-the-counter. Remember we keep telling you that you guys are going to go over-the-counter? You're going to get something like some ibuprofen or whatever, and it's just going to kill you later? And everyone's like, no, why isn't the government helping us? The government is like, you know, supposed to tell us what to do. So the government's coming in and they're going to tell you what to do. All right. We have surgeons removing a pitchfork from a man's brain. Got to tell you how that happened and he's alive. Whoa. El Nino. Oh, Dios mío, El Nino está viniendo. A massive El Nino is coming, they're saying. And they think this may help out the California drought. But more importantly, Tom Selleck, who apparently got busted for stealing some water. Why is Magnum P.I. needing to steal water? He's Magnum P.I. Does he have his dogs, Apollo and Zeus? I had no idea. My husband named our dogs Apollo and Zeus after Magnum P.I.'s dogs. See, I wanted Cheech and Chong, or I wanted Mac and Cheese. And he's like, no, Apollo and Zeus. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make sense. It should be Zeus and Neptune. But Apollo was the sun. You know, you have a Greek god and then a sun. That makes no sense. You know, the dogs are going to have a complex. No, and then I figured out it was because of Magnum P.I., you know. Anyway, all right, we've got a lot of news. Omar Sharif, Lawrence of Arabia actor, has unfortunately died at age 83 of a heart attack. We remember him from Dr. Zhivago, Hidalgo, a phenomenal actor. Every time I think of hypothermia and him sweating in the cold, that was a perfect example of what happens in the cold. Omar Sharif, it's a shame. Rest in peace. Don't go away, guys. Lots to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys have seen this picture that's gone viral of a dead raccoon. Apparently, I believe this is in Toronto. There was a Toronto raccoon that I guess was found dead on the sidewalk. And nobody in the city had removed it. So they decided to, I guess, have a memorial on the sidewalk of where the dead raccoon is. And the pedestrians, somebody put a single rose in its paw. Somebody had a framed photo of the same raccoon. I don't know how they got a photo of that exact same raccoon alive, but they have a photo of the raccoon when he was alive. They have a bereavement card underneath the leg, and I guess tributes were added to, unfortunately, this area on the sidewalk of the dead raccoon. There were flowers being laid around there. Somebody even put a cigarette in his paw, which is, okay, that's not funny. They put a cigarette in the dead raccoon's paw. It looks like it's out, but it looks like a used cigarette. And a lot of tributes, you know. The memorial was created after council workers in the Canadian city of Toronto failed to pick up the corpse. They did eventually scoop the raccoon up, according to the Sun, leaving behind a trail of flowers and extinguished tea lights. There were even tea lights in the area. Apparently there is a lot of, even in America, roadkill memorials. I guess there's a picture that's circulating where unfortunately there's a dead raccoon. This is horrible. This is horrible. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. There's a dead raccoon in the street, I'm sorry, with a balloon attached to the raccoon's arm saying, get well soon. Get well soon. You guys are sick. Is this what you got? Don't you have a job? I mean, what, you find a dead animal and you put a get well soon balloon on it? Just contact the authorities to scoop it up. Oh my gosh, people. Anyway, obviously he's not going to get well soon. He's dead. All right. Well, you know what? Just show some respect, please. Oh, scary stuff. Not as scary as this stuff. We have another child that has died from the brain-eating amoeba after swimming in a lake. Minnesota teen has died from this rare amoebic infection. Hunter Boutain died after developing symptoms consistent with an amoeba infection. The boy's uncle had told ABC affiliate Brian Boutain. Hunter's condition deteriorated throughout the night, and he was declared brain dead this morning, which was yesterday, was surrounded by family. The Minnesota Department of Health is still investigating the incident. Officials released a statement saying they believe the teen was likely infected with a rare amoeba called N stands for the Niagleria. I have to look that up, but it's N Fowleri. And it's an amoeba. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Nigeria, okay. It's an amoeba that you see in freshwater. And unfortunately, it travels up a swimmer's nose, goes up to the brain, starts chomping on it, and we really don't have a cure for it. They're very, very rare. Each year, 8 people die. So, I mean, it's rare in terms of only 8 people dying, but it is so fatal that it freaks all of us out, especially as parents whose kids want to enjoy nature and jump in the lake. It's usually fresh water, okay? Salt water, these amoebas usually don't live in that. The amoebas like to live in the silt on the bottom of the lake. If that gets kind of kicked up, then those amoebas can then come up, and then when you fall into the water and you're kicking the ground and whatever, it could go up your nose. Now, to put this into perspective, we have 8 people that die a year of the amoeba, whereas 10 people drown a day. So, I mean, in terms of water, drowning is obviously much more dangerous. But this is still so scary. Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert, said concerned swimmers in freshwater can take precautions like using nose clips, and swimmers need to avoid disturbing the sediment where amoebas may be in greater numbers. They are in small numbers everywhere, but we understand that it's very, very difficult to avoid fresh water. They're part of the natural environment, but they do hibernate in the wintertime. So what are symptoms of this? You know, your kid starts saying they got a headache. The kid has fever. The kid has nausea, vomiting, stiff neck, seizures. They have a change in their mental status. So they start having hallucinations. That could be a sign. We usually try to hit them really hard with IV antibiotics. And one case, they tried to do therapeutic hypothermia, where they cooled the body down to try to manage the brain swelling. But it's mostly always fatal. They say 4 people have been known to survive this in North America. See, this is something that really, really needs to be, this is something that really needs to be studied. You know, these are things that, you know, happen here at home. I understand a pharmaceutical company's not going to make that much money if, you know, we get 8 cases a year. But this is some scary stuff. Okay, you know, we're trying to tell our youth, get out there and swim. Get out there and, you know, exercise and enjoy nature. You know, nature is so much more fascinating and fun than, you know, playing GTA on your Xbox. But things like this happen, and then it gets scared. But nose clips should offer some protection. Not 100%, but it should offer some protection. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. I like this one. The federal government has spent $2 million, all right, on a campaign. You guys are like, okay, they spent this $2 million on national security. Are they doing it for AIDS research? Are they doing it for autism research? What is the federal government spending $2 million on? The government is spending $2 million since 2012, and it's rising, on a campaign to get women to nag the men in their lives to quit smoking. The National Institutes of Health has sponsored a continuing grant for the Oregon Research Institute to evaluate an innovative approach that encourages male smokeless tobacco users to quit by enlisting the support of their wives' partners, both to lead smokeless tobacco users to engage in treatment and to help them sustain abstinence. Okay, so now, you know what? I nag my husband all the time. I could use some of this money. Why aren't I, you know, even being asked? In fact, I'm like the queen. I'm nagging you guys. They say researchers had already established that women can be readily recruited to get their husbands to quit smoking tobacco. Okay, really? And they say, but now the project is going a step further with a multimedia push that includes a website with interactive and tailored support plan. Okay, I don't need no website to tell me how to nag my husband. Okay, I could do that. I can, I can handle my own husband. Thank you. It just, you know, blows my mind. You know what? This is what the government spends money on. What about Michelle Obama remodeling the White House state dining room? The remodel cost $590,000. The last time the room was changed was Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did so in 1998. New chairs, new rug, new draperies. And I understand people are like, well, every 20 years you could change the furniture. $600,000? Are you kidding me? You know, and I'm looking at this. I think, you know, Hillary's was nice. I don't know. I like the more modern look. I don't like a lot of the woods. But $600,000. Now, apparently, this isn't supposed to be coming from taxpayer dollars. It's supposed to be some sort of a foundation or fund that they could draw upon. And it's supposed to be for White House modifications and things like that. But, you know, what I would say is take that $600,000 and buy everybody, you know, that doesn't have an inexpensive dining room and chairs. Did you see that little kid who had to do his homework by a McDonald's light? Did you guys see that? We'll tell you that story. Apparently a medical student saw this kid in the, you know, outside at night using the McDonald's light to sit there while he was using a box to do his homework. Why don't the Obamas take the $600,000 they just spent on their White House, give it to kids like that? I'm sure there are plenty of furniture stores out there who would be very happy to donate a dining room set if they get to advertise that this came from them. And that $600,000 could do a lot of good. Makes no sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so, you know, this drought. A lot of you guys do not live in the southwest United States. I do, so it's a real big deal to me. But, I mean, I've lived in the desert for years. I was born in L.A., and then when I was six, we moved to Phoenix, Arizona. You know, and I knew I was in a desert, and I figured there was, you know, water issues then. And then I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we were always told, yeah, there's water issues. But then I'm like, you know what, that's okay, because we got California nearby. We're still close enough to California, so if I have to take a drink, I can always go over there, okay? And then California is the first one to go through all these severe drought measures to the point where you have movie stars stealing water. What happened here with Tom Selleck? Apparently, the Caleguas, the municipal Caleguas, municipal water district, accused Selleck of illegally moving water over district boundaries from Thousand Oaks to a 60-acre Hidden Valley estate. And it, I guess it's not too hidden. And it spent about $22,000 on a private investigator to track the deliveries, according to a complaint filed in a Ventura County Superior Court. See, who would go after Tom Selleck? Isn't he like a real nice guy? Is he a cool dude? Very sexy. As California drought ravaged water supplies and the district sent cease and desist letters to Selleck's addresses, the unlawful deliveries continued. But they say this came to a halt Thursday when the water district announced that it had reached a tentative settlement with Tom Selleck. The details are confidential, pending approval. My guess is, in the settlement, they're gonna promise Tom Selleck another movie. He's probably like, look, okay, I haven't been in a movie in a long time. I mean, I think I was on Friends, and that show ended. So, how am I supposed to pay for all the water, you know, for my houses? So you know what, Tom Selleck, we'll give you another movie. Or we'll do a Magnum P.I. remake, you know, like they did with 24, the Brady Bunch. This is what we'll do. This is what we'll do, Tom Selleck. We'll have a Magnum P.I. reunion. Yeah, but Apollo and Zeus aren't alive anymore. That's okay. That's okay. No one will know. So that's my guess. The tentative resolution caps an episode that I guess fueled by celebrity and the novelty of the purported misconduct prompted fascination and still more questions. All right, so I don't think he went up to a water hydrant. What did he do? A water tender truck was spotted multiple times filling up at the same Thousand Oaks fire hydrant on Irving Drive and then delivering the water to Selleck's property. That was actually, the delivery was first observed September 30th. Now, that's not cool. They say they never saw Tom Selleck in the truck. It was always, can you imagine? Oh, Lord have mercy. See, you know, where we live, it's all desert landscaping. Not the sexiest, I gotta tell you. I mean, I really like grass and green and pools. You know, I mean, I know I'm living in the wrong, I'm living probably in the wrong part of the country, you know, where we don't have forest and, you know, underbrush, you know, that's grass and, you know, things like that. And I get it, you know, but this is where I am. This is where I practice. And I really love who I live with. And I love my community. I love my city. So I live with the desert landscape and it's okay. If I want to look at a forest, I'll put on a show like Alaska Bushmen. And then I get to see a bunch of fish and forests. So, I'm not, you know, too worried about that. But, but then again, I don't make the money that, you know, these Hollywood stars do. Okay. So, let me see what else is going on here. Okay. Let me see. What are some of these bills going? Let's say construction companies, let's say, well, you know, let's just talk about El Nino. Okay, we all know that California, you know, is having issues with that. Are they going to get any relief? Well, forecasters say a massive El Nino, un El Nino grande, tormenta is a storm, I believe. Tormenta, I got to think back to my Spanish classes. Tormenta está viniendo. They say in previous strong El Nino events, California has seen a 150% to 200% increase in rainfall. And the U.S. is set to experience wetter than normal conditions along the Gulf Coast. I think the Gulf Coast is starting to go underwater, whereas the Southwest Desert is drying up. I just think that's the shift. We're going through a major earth shift. Whether you guys call it climate change or global warming, I call it wet dry, where it's getting more wet on the East Coast and more dry in the West. That's just what I see because I've been watching the Colorado River get smaller and smaller over time. It's like dental floss thin. Anyway, U.S. government weather forecaster today warned that the much-watched El Nino conditions are likely to last another 9 months. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center says there's a 90% chance that El Nino would continue through the winter. It added that it would help relieve the drought in California. Hope so. And there's an 80% likelihood that it would last into the northern hemispheres each spring. Here's the thing. It's not that plants need a whole crap load of water to get flooded out. They need water on a consistent basis. So I still don't know how awesome that's going to be for vegetation when you get a whole crap load of water. Like in Vegas, we'll get dumped on a lot of water. We'll get a flash flood. And then all of a sudden, an hour or two later, it's gone. And we're like, wait a second here. It's like it all evaporated. Okay, we need to have this spread out, you know, like Seattle, where it drizzles every day. So they say across the contiguous U.S., the effects of El Nino are likely to remain weak throughout the summer and then become strong by late fall and winter. Now, I hope that means snow for Las Vegas because that would be cool. El Nino is the warming. It's a shift in the distribution of warm water in the Pacific Ocean around the equator. The wind blows strongly from the east to the west due to the rotation of the Earth, causing water to pile up in the western part of the Pacific. This pulls up colder water from the deep ocean in the eastern Pacific, but with El Nino, the winds pushing the water get weaker and cause the warmer water to shift back towards the east. Are you guys getting all this? I'm not. I'm still trying to figure out what my next chocolate's going to be at my Seas Candy Box. So, the eastern Pacific starts to get warmer. As the ocean temperature is linked to the wind currents, this causes the winds to grow weaker, and so the ocean grows warmer, more El Nino. The change in air and ocean currents around the equator have a major impact on weather patterns on the globe. Now you have pressure anomalies in the atmosphere, and warmer water also leads to warmer, more hurricanes. Hurricanes like warm water. Cool water starts to slow down the hurricane. So, what does that mean for you guys who live in Minnesota or New York City? I don't know. Whatever happens to California seems to, like, cause a whole mass domino effect throughout the country. You know, because Angelina Jolie gets mad and decides not to do another movie. Some of the stars decide not to get cosmetic surgery. You know, once they start to skimp out on stuff, for some reason, the rest of the country goes, oh, my gosh, we're in a recession. And it, you know, gets all, everybody's panic get all up in a bunch. So from a, and I know I'm a doctor and I'm not supposed to be talking about weather patterns, you know, but I think I'm an expert. Okay, rain will help. I'm allowed to, yeah, right? That's my expert opinion. I think some rain is going to help the drought. Do I think it's going to be enough? No. Does I think it affect the whole country? Absolutely, it affects the whole country. So be prepared. I'm expecting a bad hurricane season. Okay? And I think one of the hurricanes this year is named Hurricane Dahlia. That's going to be a very, very haphazard, tormentuous, tumultuous, voluptuous, right-leaning storm, the Hurricane Dahlia. So be very, very careful with that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, what is going to be happening to your pain relievers, and what does it mean having the FDA start to have more stringent warnings on them? Also, there's a study that links Prozac and Paxil use with birth defects, but not all of them seem to have as much of an issue when it comes to birth defects, so we're going to talk about that too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, yesterday we were talking about, or was it the other, yeah, it was yesterday we were talking about how we estimate over 300,000 heroin users, or it's gone up, another 300,000 people using heroin. And a lot of you guys are going, okay, wait a second here. You know, we have this many people wanting to, you know, get high. And no, it has, you know, not everything to do with getting high. You have people that are in pain. And the more and more we restrict them with over-the-counter and pharmaceuticals, people are saying, you know, I'll tack with it. Heroin's cheaper. To live in a world right now where heroin is cheaper and possibly easier to get than prescriptive pain pills or over-the-counter medicines means we are doing something wrong. So federal health regulators now are bolstering warning labels on popular pain relievers to reflect new information about the risk of heart attack and stroke. The changes announced yesterday apply to prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, ibuprofen, etc. Arthritis treatments like Celebrex, naproxen, ibuprofen, you know, Aleve, Advil, that kind of stuff. The language on the pills currently warns that they can increase the risk of heart-related problems if used long-term, which is true. The FDA's new warning states that heart attacks and strokes can occur in the first few weeks of taking the drugs. The agency also warns that risk increases with higher doses of the drugs. The updates are based on an FDA review of recent studies and recommendations by outside advisors. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second. Okay, well, isn't over-the-counter just 200? And Dr. Dahlia prescribes me 800 of Motrin. You're right, 800 of Motrin is some big dose. 800 of Motrin is a big, rip-roaring dose. Now, I will prescribe the 800 of the Motrin because I find it to be a better pain reliever than a lot of narcotics out there. So I am a huge fan. When I had surgery, I was given Percocet and Motrin, and that Percocet made me feel weird. But the Motrin helped with the pain. And sometimes when you manage pain, you don't want to halfway it and have it prolong and go on for weeks and weeks until the person's, like, you know, starting to kind of get all squirrely. So what you do is you want to hit them hard, get them out of pain, and then hopefully the pain is gone. So when somebody busts a toe or their knee or shoulder injury, etc., we hit them pretty aggressively with the anti-inflammatory. And the anti-inflammatory seems to do well for a short period of time. That's the key. Now, many of you guys go, well, I got chronic back issues. I have chronic degenerative disc disease or knee or shoulder, etc. And so with that being the case, you're going to start popping those Motrins and Aleves and Advils a lot more often. And that's not going to be the most advantageous for your kidneys and your heart, etc. So are you guys going to have a harder time getting these medicines? No. But my guess is once the labels have to be changed, you're going to be more expensive. You guys remember Vioxx. Vioxx was heavily advertised as a sister to Celebrex. It's a new anti-inflammatory that was supposed to be easier on the stomach, but apparently it had to be withdrawn because there were issues of heart attack and stroke. None of my patients ever had that. But we did, unfortunately, notice that the blood pressure rise. So I stopped using it way before it was taken off the market. I remember arguing with Merck, going, look, I like your company. It's just, you know, the blood pressure's high, you know, on my patients when I give it to them. And the rep is like, no, but here's the data. And I go, but that's your study data. You know, can somebody do another study? Because something's up. And luckily, eventually, it was taken off the market. 2005, the agency added boxed warnings to all prescription anti-inflammatories, including Pfizer's Celebrex and high-dosage version of the ibuprofen and naproxen. Celebrex is, I think, the only drug from the same class as Vioxx. Mobic, I think, though, is still out there. So I'm not sure here. All right, I'm not sure here. I know. Yeah, leave me alone. All right, now, article came out scaring a lot of you guys about aspirin, where they talk about how aspirin could be doing more harm than good for heart patients, and doctors should not give you guys aspirin willy-nilly. According to the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, they say tens of thousands of heart patients are taking daily aspirin wrong, and it's doing more harm than good. All right, they say 1 in 7 are taking aspirin, even though it's not effective and may cause a stroke in and of itself. But many of you guys are on aspirin, and we told you why. Because it's anti-clot forming. It helps you prevent making clots. Helping prevent making clots could then be very helpful if you start to have a little rupture of the plaque along your coronary artery. It starts to kind of rip. Then you start to form a clot, which could prevent blood from that coronary artery going into the heart, causing you to have a heart attack. So, you know, many of us, if we think you're prone to heart attacks, we're like, okay, take the gosh darn aspirin. But it could also cause stomach bleed. It could also cause kidney issues, liver issues as well. So the Nash Institute issued guidelines to doctors last year in light of this evidence, but now there's another reminder that too many people could be on aspirin. And if you have a dangerous heart rhythm, like atrial fibrillation, it may not be a good idea to be on aspirin. They say, and you know, it's interesting because people with AFib are usually on anticoagulation. So people with AFib are already on blood thinners. All right, so what do we recommend you do? Okay, well, this is what we recommend you do. Before you just start popping aspirin on your own, make sure you're seeing your regular doctor. And for those of you who have any cardiac risk factors, you're age 40 on up, make sure you see a cardiologist. Okay, cardiac risk factors mean you're male over 40, a female over 50, high cholesterol, high diabetes, high blood pressure, any form of diabetes, history of smoking, family history of heart disease, or you personally have a heart attack. You guys need to get your butts into a heart doctor. Capiche? Have them take a look at you and say, look, do I qualify for the baby aspirin? But if you have some abnormal heart rhythms, or if you're on other sorts of blood thinners, etc., you may not be put on the aspirin. Say, new evidence has emerged recently highlighting the side effects of aspirin, which include bleeding in the stomach, bleeds in the brain that cause hemorrhagic strokes. Studies have shown that aspirin is far less effective than other less risky blood thinning agents that are out there. All right. Guidelines say you got to be careful, and I think I already kind of reviewed all this. Apparently, a watchdog has previously estimated that you could see, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Some of you guys are not taking aspirin when you should, and so I don't want you guys to get any, I guess, wrong interpretation from some of this, okay? Taking aspirin could do more harm than good for some, but I still think it's a lifesaver, and it still should be a personal decision between you and your doctor. Study is linking Prozac and Paxil with birth defects. It's another government study looking at women who took Prozac and Paxil, but Celexa, Lexapro, Zoloft, I guess, has been cleared as they have been sued over multiple birth defect claims. Earlier studies have raised questions on antidepressants, the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, prompting the U.S. FDA in 2005 to issue a safety warning about using these in pregnancy. A June report published in the Journal of AMA found a slightly elevated risk for babies born with persistent pulmonary hypertension of the newborn when moms took antidepressants during the 90 days before delivery. Higher pressure going into the lungs. June report published, I think we just said that, in the current study published this week, they wanted to see the birth defect risk. And they looked at 28,000 women that took Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft at any time before the baby. And then they looked at any birth defects. And they found that Celexa, Lexapro, Zoloft not associated with birth defects. Only two in the study, Prozac and Paxil, sold generically as paroxetine, were implicated. So, you guys may be okay. The birth defects were small. Paxil was, related to a baby's intestines being outside the body. They're rare. Talk to your doctor. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted
Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.